We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, you know you can buy those cardboard cutouts to put them in the stands at Royals games to fill some of those seats so that when they show it, it's not just empty seats?
Yeah.
I'd love to know whose idea this was to have a main character from a big movie take up one of those spots.
How would you two like to come to my house at the beach?
Love to.
Bernie Lomax would be the perfect host, except for one small thing.
What kind of a host invites you to his house and dies on you?
Now, the only way they're going to survive the weekend
is, that the killer?
Is to make it look like Bernie has.
Bye-bye, ladies. We'll see you later.
Weekend at Bernie's. A lively comedy about a guy who isn't.
Do you hear something?
Now playing at a theater near you.
Yeah, not really. Not since 1989 it hasn't been.
So,
and yet.
Describe the significance of Bernie then, and particularly why it's interesting that this showed up.
Yeah, the whole point of the movie, that was the driver of the comedy in the movie, is that Andrew McCarthy and was it Jonathan Silverman, I think, they had to carry this dead body around and make him look like he was alive, or, you know, and they had sunglasses on him and they tried to make it look like, oh, he's drunk, he's passed out on the couch or whatever, but he was dead. So they had this big party weekend while they're trying to dodge killers and make people think that Bernie is still alive. It was a ridiculous movie, and because it was such a weird concept, it caught on. So it didn't do great box office, but everybody knew the movie. Everybody knew Weekend at Bernie's. So all of a sudden, and we made Newsweek because of this, which I think is also fantastic, the cardboard cutouts behind home plate at Kauffman Stadium during the Royals games over the weekend contained a Weekend at Bernie's cardboard cutout of Bernie himself. With the blue windbreaker on, because that's what he wore during the movie while he was dead, and the sunglasses and that kind of dazed look on his face because, well, you know, he was dead. And they didn't say anything about it. They didn't make a big deal about it, but enough people caught on and said, hey, isn't that Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's? Uh-huh. It was such a fantastic idea. And now it's all over Twitter. So the Royals got a little free pub out of the fact that Bernie showed up at the game.
Yeah. I mean, I saw it in Newsweek before I saw it anywhere else.
Yep.
So
yeah, I saw it on Twitter. I just saw somebody tweeted, oh, did you see what happened at the game? So yeah, well done, guys. Whoever came up with that idea for the marketing, good on you.
So I've got a story out of Fox 4 that says so this is part of the Fan Ambassador program that they're raising money this way. I guess there's also the Stormtrooper from Star Wars also has been on one.
Uh-huh.
Give us ideas. Feel free. Text in some ideas here. 913-576-7798. Who else would you really like to see on a cardboard cutout there? Like, this doesn't work for everybody.
No. And even though I know it's a Chicago Cubs thing, but the cardboard cutout of Ferris Bueller catching the fly ball from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, that's a match. I mean, you gotta have Cameron
right next to Ferris, though.
Oh, yeah.
And then Faye's gotta be next to Cameron.
Right, uh-huh. Right. Because who wouldn't want to see that? Yeah, and there's so many characters that you could do. Even putting up guys from baseball movies. From Bull Durham and
Get Charlie Sheen out there, a little major league.
Major league, absolutely.
Say, in Cleveland, you have Charlie Sheen.
In Cleveland, of course.
Let's see, Jake Taylor. I can't even remember the actor's name, but Jake Taylor. Roger Dorn. Like, I mean, all those guys from that movie.
How about a little
Willie Mays Hayes? You know, all those guys.
What about The Natural? You know, you got to have him out there, and
you could do League of Their Own. You could do the girls
definitely.
In those cities.
Yep.
You know,
but even outside of baseball, I mean, just the fact that there was a stormtrooper there, I think is hilarious. But you could get really creative with. You could also have an entire row of just all the stars from here. You could have Paul Rudd out there, and I mean, just everybody who's famous and from Kansas City should be represented out there at the Royals games.
Give us some more ideas. 913-576-7798, and we'll pass some of these on coming up after news. It's 1:30 now on KMBZ. So somebody was really clever and put Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's on a cutout at a Royals game, and it was spotted, and it made Newsweek because we all need something fun to talk about. We are getting a ton of these suggestions now, and if you want to keep them coming in, 913-576-7798.
And they're all
I like
great.
The ones that are city-specific. I think that's cool. Like, pick a city and then tell me who belongs there.
Because, and for once, my old hometown gets to play because the Blue Jays are playing their games in Buffalo. But, the idea of having a Kansas City-specific row. So who's in there? You know, in addition to all of the fun stuff, so we've got the stars. Paul Rudd, we mentioned. Koechner, right? Got to have Koechner in there. Mm-hmm. Eric Stone
Sudeikis.
Street.
Riggle.
Yep. Eric Stone Street from Modern Rob Family. Who else?
You got the five always that come up. Rob Riggle, Jason Sudeikis, Paul Rudd, Eric Stone Street, and Koechner.
Yep.
You could put like Melissa Etheridge.
She's
from Wentworth. You could put her in that row.
She is a fan. Yeah. So, and we're getting a lot of fun ones too, like Waldo.
That's Waldo. Hilarious. That's Waldo my favorite. Where's Waldo?
That one's he's got to be in every stadium. And Carmen Sandiego from Where in the World Is, you got to put her out there as well. Maybe they could be in the same row.
The Royals. I do want to make sure and give credit to the Royals for this. So they did have a Buck O'Neill legacy seat. They did give a cutout. They did put a cutout of Buck O'Neill, and they did put Buck O'Neill's cutout in Buck O'Neill's legacy seat. So shout out to the Royals for doing that. Buck O'Neill is obviously a legend here in Kansas City, obviously synonymous with the Negro Leagues Museum and the Kansas City Monarchs.
Definitely. And I love the fact that the one person who went political with this did so in a bipartisan fashion. Somebody suggested that they have Donald Trump giving a high five to Nancy Pelosi. Just there cover all the bases. Why not?
All right. Let's see. And it doesn't have to be baseball. I like somebody that said put the cast of Friends somewhere like in New York, you know, because that would be appropriate for New York. Harry Carey is a good idea.
That's multiple cities because he was a broadcaster with the Cardinals.
Yep,
with the Cubs, and I believe he also was a broadcaster with the White Sox as well.
Oh, there you go. And a lot of the superhero ones are coming in too: Superman and Batman and the rest of them. Somebody else suggested they put all of us out there. You and me and Dana and Parks and Will and Ellen, just have the whole cast. Oh man.
Great.
That's
if somebody wants to pay money for that, go for it.
Why not? James Earl Jones and Kevin Costner from Field of Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Going right back to it. Go right back to the baseball stuff.
Where do you do that? Which stadium do you do that in?
Honestly, I think we would be the closest one.
Either us or the Cubs. And the reason why I'd say the Cubs is because the Iowa Cubs out of Iowa City, or they're out of Des Moines.
Yeah.
They're the AAA affiliate. That'd be the closest.
But distance wise, we're a lot closer to Des Moines than Chicago is.
I just thought about one though. In Seinfeld, was it one of the characters? Didn't they work for the Yankees?
Yeah, Costanza did.
Yeah.
There you go.
The Yankees need to have a cutout of Costanza.
Yes. And there were several baseball-related storylines in that show as well. So, yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. Somebody else suggested Jimmy Hoffa. Yeah, anybody who's missing. Like, you know, that goes back to the Weekend at Bernie's thing. The Weekend at Bernie's thing and Waldo and Carmen Sandiego and Jimmy Hoffa. And anybody, D.B. Cooper, have him out there in left field as well. Big time.
I don't know if I should be laughing at this, but it got my attention, so I'm going to read it to anybody. Somebody said Brett Kavanaugh holding a beer.
Okay.
I don't know why that came to mind, but
back to politics, but yeah, we'll just let that one sit there. Fine. Sure, why not?
Yeah, anybody associated like with the Negro Leagues?
Yeah. You know? Especially given the fact that this is the 100th anniversary and there were all of the events planned that they had to put off and all of that. But yeah, there should be. There should be an entire section devoted to that.
I can only imagine Bob Kendrick has one because I know Kathy Nelson has one. Uh-huh. So I can only imagine that Bob Kendrick has one out there. And
aren't
if
there
not,
100
the
of them
gotta
that are like local, what do they call those? Local dignitaries. I think 100 uh-huh. people that are well-known in Kansas City are on them. So yeah.
Yeah. I'm just reading through the text line because these things are coming in. I mean, it's hard for us to keep up with them because they just keep scrolling by so fast. But thank you, for participating in all of this. Somebody else.
Every time we talk baseball, Sandlot. That must be everyone's favorite baseball movie because every time we talk anything about baseball and baseball movies and we don't immediately mention Sandlot, everyone's like, what about Sandlot?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, it is, and it's because it's not really a baseball movie. I mean, baseball's the glue that holds it together. That's a growing up movie. And that makes us all 8 years old again.
Yeah. Pete Rose in Cincinnati.
The only way you'll get back into baseball. Oh, that's great. Yes. Thank you, text line. Ewing and
Bob
Miro
Uecker
Kaufman.
In the nosebleed seats.
Yeah, have cutouts of the Kaufmans. Why not? The players. Yeah, somebody else mentioned the players from the League of Their Own. Jamie, you brought that up a little while ago. That would be great. Have an entire row again that's just dedicated to them.
Chicago? Is that where we'd put them?
Rockford. Yeah, Rockford, Illinois. So.
And then the other teams were all around there. So yeah, you could put them in Chicago. So. Okay, this is fun. We'll pass along any others that are standing out to us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.